This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The trials and tribulations of the Japanese economy are pretty well known by this point. The lost decade, which actually turned out to be two, trade and currency gyrations, and for our purposes today, an aging workforce and an aging population overall. According to the World Bank, about a quarter of Japanese are over the age of 65, which by percentage makes it the oldest country in the world. And at the same time, the birth rate there is plummeting, which presents something of a problem, because traditionally in Japan, seniors have been cared for by their children. But with the elderly living longer and the young working more, what is to be done? Well, you'd be surprised, as Marketplace's Sally Herships reports.
Depending on your age, you may have had a conversation with your parents about how they want to be taken care of when they're older. But this particular question about who they want taking care of them may not have been on your list.
What would you rather, a foreigner or a robot?
じゃあ外国人にお世話してもらうとロボットに世話してもらうんだったらどっちがいいですか?
Hop a bullet train in Tokyo, ride for 6 hours towards the northeast, and you'll find the small city of Kamaishi. There, a group of women is sitting around a table, eating snacks at a weekly meeting for seniors. Japan is running out of caretakers for its elderly, and now seniors like these are facing that arguably strange question.
The first lady says, no, I don't want either. None of the choices apply. Okay, the second one, she says,
one solution is robots. We'll get to that soon. But if you were thinking this is a problem with an easy solution, Japan needs workers, people around the world need jobs, you need to know Japan often gets accused of xenophobia. The Japanese have been reluctant to let in outsiders. Here's how one of the women described her neighbor from the Philippines. Even though the neighbor spoke Japanese,
but still, she wasn't Japanese. And for us, I won't deny that there was a little bit of a strangeness between her, and there was a slight distance between her and the rest of us. So for us to accept that kind of foreign aid might be a little bit difficult.
Whatever you call it, only 1.5% of the country's population is made up of immigrants. And now Japan is stuck, short of workers. All you have to do is visit a nursing home in Tokyo to see. The Keijukai Senior Citizen Home may be halfway around the world, but it looks a lot like one of its American counterparts. Residents are sitting in wheelchairs, watching TV. There are tissue paper flowers on the walls. There's even Jell-O for lunch. But there's one key difference. There's a waiting list to get in, and it is a long one.
Hi, これです。
Here it is.
This whole thing is from 1 month?
No. The list is 8 pages long. If you're on it, you could be waiting for years. The home's manager, Hirofumi Yamada, says every month, local governments send out lists like these to nursing homes around the country.
So the people who can stay this facility, they are a lucky one. In Setagaya City, there are almost 1,000 people who have to stay at home, although they need care.
And what about your own plans one day when you're elderly? Have you thought about that?
考えてません。考えてないです。
I haven't thought about it yet.
If the guy who runs the nursing home isn't thinking about it, who is? In Japan, it used to be common for families to live together, but now the traditional family structure is crumbling. More people are living alone, which leads to another problem. There's even a word in Japanese for it.
Kodokushi. Kodokushi is the Japanese word.
Kodokushi means lonely death. When you die alone and no one finds your body for days or even weeks. Takamasa Fujiwara is with the Tokyo Council for Social Welfare, a nonprofit that matches volunteers with activities.
So in Tokyo, 4,000 senior citizens die along each year. So that means about 10 people per day.
Seniors are dying alone. Japan is out of workers and uncomfortable with foreigners. But there is one last option. Enter the robots.
Did Robear just bow to us?
Yes.
Robear is about 4 feet tall. He's blue and white, has long arms, and looks like he just rolled out of a Disney movie. Dr. Toshoharu Mukai helped develop him. He says the government wants to design robots for nursing care. But he says if you are imagining shiny robots taking care of smiling seniors, think again. The technology just isn't there yet.
Actually, it is very difficult. We have made many robots, but few of them are really useful. So that is problem.
Dr. Mukai says it's not easy to design a robot that understands when a fragile elderly patient flinches or doesn't want to be picked up out of bed. RoBear is made of plastic and metal, and like a real bear, he could do damage to a human.
People as caregivers are amazing products.
Yes. Yeah, humans are very special. It's difficult to get function over humans.
Dr. Mukai says one day robots will be able to do jobs like lifting or moving patients, maybe in about 10 years. Mikiko Yamazaki is president of the Tokyo Voluntary Action Center. She says, in the meantime, loneliness and isolation are a problem for the seniors left on their own.
In their diary, they write, I'm so lonely today, every day. Or they write, nobody visit me today again. That kind of very sad diary they keep.
The government, Yamazaki says, provides pensions and health insurance, services that cover older Japanese. She says they have monetary support, but what the country lacks is people. In Tokyo, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Sally's story came to us through a collaboration with the international radio and multimedia project Bending Borders. She took a bunch of great pictures and video in that nursing home while she was there, including some of the RoBear in action. Get it, RoBear. It's all at marketplace.org.